This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A fatal crash south of Kremlin killed five people Monday afternoon, shut down the highway for about 7.5 hours Monday. Colorado State Patrol says the 25-year-old driver of a Ford F-150 from Parker crossed into the southbound lane of Highway 9 and hit a GMC Yukon head-on. Both vehicles caught on fire. The 34-year-old driver of the Yukon from Kremlin was pronounced dead at the scene, as were his four passengers. The driver of the truck was airlifted with life-threatening injuries. The West Grand School District in Kremlin posted on social media that it is a heartbreaking tragedy. Colorado State Patrol is investigating. The Bureau of Land Management is updating the fires that are causing so much smoke in Northwest Colorado. Fires are mainly in Rio Blanco County with some in Moffat County. The Elk Fire is east of Meeker, burned at least 3,000 acres, as well as a primary structure now in four outbuildings. That's as of late Monday. The Grease Fire about 12 miles west of Meeker. The Lee Fire, that's about 20 miles southwest of Meeker on BLM lands. The Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office has issued some evacuation orders, and those are on our social media and website. The Jack Springs Fire, that's about 105 acres, 80% contained, according to the Moffat County Sheriff's Office. It's 7 miles west of Macedona in Moffat County. Be especially aware of travel in any fire areas. An air quality alert has been issued for parts of Rout County, also eastern Rio Blanco and Garfield counties and Eagle County through at least 9 o'clock this morning because of all the heavy smoke. Check purpleair.com to see what the current level is and how much you can be affected by prolonged exposure to smoke. Local law enforcement, Rout County Emergency Management, Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue, Steamboat Springs School District, they're all doing active assailant response training at Steamboat Springs High School today. There's going to be a lot of law enforcement in the area, but it is training. No students will be on campus and no live ammunition will be used. Those interested in running for Steamboat Springs City Council can pick up a nominating petition at City Hall today. Four City Council seats are up for election this year. You'll need signatures from at least 25 registered electors within your district or if you're running at large. Paperwork needs to be turned into City Hall before 5:30 on Monday, August 25th. Candidates must be 18 years old or older on the day of the election. You must have lived in your municipality for at least 12 consecutive months before that election. The Rout County Commissioner is meeting today. A discussion of mid-year goals and operation agreements is on the agenda. Big game hunting licenses go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning through the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website or call their 800 number or go in person to a local CPW office. The Moffat County Fair continues today with a dog show this morning and public safety night with Classic Aeromedical from 4 to 6 this afternoon. Full schedule on our website. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.